House Speaker John Boehner says, not really.
This isn't a progress report because there's no progress to report.
And Boehner says nothing more will happen if President Obama takes a my way or the highway approach to the talks. He's also calling on the president to come up with a new offer.
Joining us now live to talk more about it, Gwen Ifill, moderator of Washington Week. Hiya, Gwen.
I'm terrific.
Good. What are you hearing about the latest on these fiscal cliff talks?
Well, you know, this is one of these stories which we feel like we've been here before because we have. They start out right after an election by saying we pledge to work together. Then the very next week they say, but wait a second, I'm only going to go this far. The other guy goes, I'm not going to go this far. Then they both declare the other's opening gambits to be nonsense, which is where we were this time last week, or middle of this week. And now we've got a lot of things happening out of sight of the cameras. One of the things we count on in these moments is that one side or the other begins to leak what their point of view is. And what's interesting is that neither side is leaking anything, which means one of two things. Either there is real negotiation going on behind the scenes, perhaps with staff rather than the two principals, the president and House Speaker Boehner, or that's the good possibility. The bad possibility is it's true that they're not talking because absolutely nothing is happening, and this is going to run up right against the deadline.
We've seen some polls that indicate President Obama has his highest approval rating since the death of Osama bin Laden. Does that give him an edge in these talks?
Well, that, and it doesn't hurt at all to have these new unemployment numbers, which even though they're kind of a mixed bag because some people have left the job hunting market, still it looks 7.7 looks a lot better than 8, and it's the lowest unemployment rate since 2008, December of 2008. So the president comes armed with public sentiment. A lot of people think that Washington is crazy and ought to just make up its mind and cut deals and get things done. On the other hand, House Speaker Boehner only has so much room to maneuver. So the two of them have got to work out something where they both give up something. It's an old-fashioned, we teach our kids how to negotiate this way. But I just don't know at this point who actually truly has the upper hand. Certainly you can say, just based on public opinion, the president can push a little harder against the tax rates for the wealthy.
Gwen, is there a sense that the fiscal cliff talks will be at all merged with those on the debt ceiling?
Well, the president says he wants the debt ceiling completely separate from this, and that's leverage, which the Republicans have, that they don't want to give up. So that seems to be almost entirely unconnected from what's really on the table, which is spending and entitlements and tax reform. Those are the hard, hard issues. The debt ceiling is not the hardest issue, which is a sign that they're going to try to find some small piece of this to agree on and deal with the real complicated stuff after the new year.
All right, Gwen, thanks so much.
Take care.
Washington Week with Gwen Ifill, a National Journal, airs tonight at 8 on TV 26.